You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
By the way, Usain Bolt, greatest runner of all time.
Mm-hmm.
James, let's play a quick audio of Usain Bolt.
I don't know that he's the greatest runner of all time.
I think he's gotten it.
Jesse Owens is kind of up there.
I know, but he just
seemed... Bestest man in the world.
He just took it to a level that looked... It looked non-human. So you got Jesse Owens, Carl Lewis.
He's 6'6", also, which looks crazy.
It was just incredible. All right, James, let's play the two pieces of audio. First, the one, and then the two. Usain Bolt... won it. Look, he was the dominator in the 100 and 200. He won it no parts of the 400. And let's listen to Usain Bolt.
The 100 meters is like the pinnacle.
Yeah.
Like the thing,
yeah.
Because he has the fastest man in the world with it.
Yeah.
But for me, the only reason I did the 100 meters was because I didn't want to run the 400 meters.
I mean, whoa! Apparently no one wants to do this 400 thing. And when I heard that, I was like, good. Let's get Fritz on the freaking track. I mean, I have almost no shot to win the running. But maybe
I don't know that you can
but
finish.
Maybe Fritz will Fritz out.
It's possible that he will also not finish. What if you both
Fritz out
pull up?
Fritz out. Hey, hashtag, ladies and gentlemen, get a trending on social media.
This could
Fritz
be
Fritz out.
Hey,
Fritz
this could be good. Like the kind of thing where you're both crawling by the end, barely making it across the finish line.
I love it. I'm writing
this
that one down.
This is a devastating.
It's
race.
Why you picked Fritz the 400, out. Joe, isn't it?
So. Rhea, the irony was they all thought it would be the worst thing for me, and I was like, au contraire.
Oh, it'll be the worst thing for Jack.
Uh-huh. All right, let's hear one more from Usain Bolt. He wanted no parts of that 400.
I trained in 400-meter people, so I see the work that they do.
That they put in.
I don't want to do it. You know what I mean?
He didn't want it. I mean, when the greatest of all time wants no part, no mas, no mas at the 400, I'm like, you know what? Three words, bring it on.
He'll quit about halfway through.
Oh, man.
I mean, I got almost no shot.
But even if Jack quits and walks, will Joe be able to catch
him? That's a really fair question. I mean, the running we saw at the baseball game was walking-esque in terms of speed. Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Anyway, get it going on social media. Hashtag Fritz out. Let's see if, as Omar once said to someone dead, let's see if you got the heart. You're not man enough to be in these streets with me. We'll find out. I need that audio, Seltzer. I need Omar. Who was that to? Was that the bow tie guy? No. That was about Avon. You don't got the heart to come down in these streets with me. That's the way I feel about Fritz. We'll see if he's got the heart. All right. Good morning. So we got an Eagles game tonight. We got Phillies games this weekend. Phillies are 7-up on the Mets. They've pretty much got the division. Now it's a Phillies-Dodgers battle for home field advantage in the second round and the bye in the first round and all that good stuff. All right, quick run-through of while I was away, because I was away for almost 2 weeks, and a lot happened. So I wrote down some of the notable stories. I'm going to rifle through them. Quick thoughts as we go. Here we go. James, you don't have like the what was that? Kelly Clarkson, "While You Were Away." Is that the song?
Since you've been gone?
Since
you've
been
gone. I do have it. You want me to play it as like a bed?
While you were away?
I don't know. It's a similar concept. While you were away, since I was gone, or since you were gone.
Since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone. All right, here's what I got.
I can feel for the first time.
All right, Phillies, nice job. But I'm not going to kid you. More of a negative than a positive. The bottom line is the Zach Wheeler thing's a disaster. It's just a flat-out disaster. And I know it's good the Phillies went, whatever, 6-4 or whatever when I was gone, 7-3. But losing Wheeler, and maybe for the playoffs, is a disaster. So a lot of good by the Phillies, but one massive negative. Now, got to give it to David Robertson. That guy's outstanding.
He's been great.
You know what, James? He's a great pitcher.
Yeah, he's better than he was last time he was here.
He's a great pitcher.
Why do we have a bed playing?
Because it's since you've been gone.
It's playing. Yeah, since you've been gone.
Well, how is this allowed?
It's just for this little segment. You want to do the whole show,
John? You want the whole show?
If you want to do 3 minutes with the Last of the Mohicans bed for something, we could do that. We're not doing
good.
The whole show.
Then let's do that.
Because
we've never done that.
Well, you were calling for something else.
You were calling for the whole show.
You outflanked yourself.
Yeah, you outflanked yourself. Well,
all right. I can't believe Kelly Clarkson's
allowed. But we can get it going. All right. So anyway, nice job by the Phils, but the Wheeler thing's a disaster. Good job. All right. I'm going out of order here, but the Alvarado standing ovation. You kidding me? Come on.
What a joke.
Landon Dickerson, that was a hell of a scare. Holy mackerel. I do fear that, you know, he's putting his future at risk a bit by going with the shorter recovery thing. Obviously, Joel did that, and it didn't work out. So, you know, look, you're not in Joel territory. But credit to Landon Dickerson for being tough with this, but it's a little scary still. But at least he's going to be playing this year. All right, congrats to Malcolm Jenkins and Buck O'Kilroy, two very deserving Eagles Hall of Famers. All right, name changes. What's going on here? Wells Fargo Center no longer is. I'm just declaring this hammer flag in the ground. I don't know that I'm changing any of the names the way I say them. I'm still a big Comcast Sportsnet.
Classic DeCamera move.
Comcast Sportsnet to me is Comcast Sportsnet.
You still do that sometimes.
Wells Fargo Center, they want me to call it Xfinity Mobile Arena. I don't know, guys. Good luck with that. And now you got Xfinity.
Good luck with that.
And now you got Xfinity Live. Apparently, is an Xfinity
Live stateside, buddy.
Yeah, that's another good luck. So I will be the judge in the coming weeks, months, and years of whether I choose to change the names as I present them.
Joe, I'm like you. I still call it Twitter.
Yeah. No, oh, totally.
I think everyone calls it Twitter. As
the Staples Center is the Staples Center. Yes. I mean, come on. So, all right. What else? Big Ten apparently wants 28 teams. 28 teams. Jeez. in the college football playoff. What are we doing, people? Okay? Why even have a regular season? Enough of that. You know what was really interesting? Tanner McKee was sat for game two. That was interesting. Don't ever, ever, ever remember an Eagles backup quarterback being sat for game
two. That's a great point, Jeff.
Eagles brought up while I was gone.
I'm just thinking in retrospect now. Is it possible that there was a deal potentially working?
No, they just know he's so good that they're not messing
with
that.
Look, I know they love him, but because I've never seen
John, I didn't think he should play. I almost said it on the air after that Thursday night game. I didn't. We just kind of didn't get there that day. But I thought while watching him play on the Thursday night 2 weeks ago, he probably won't play in the next game. And I didn't think he should, and he didn't. Ironically, he got hurt in practice after that. All right, other stuff while I was out. This was an interesting one also. So when Boehm gets brought up, you know, back from his injury, Otto Kemp out, Weston Wilson stays. Keep your eye on that for October. Who gets that spot? For that moment, they went Weston Wilson. We'll see where it goes. Manfred's talking about freaking regional realignment.
Expansion.
I mean, that guy's a fool.
I hate him. I can't say. I hate is strong, but I can't stand him. Like, I really dislike him as the commissioner.
You can call
of
him a fool,
baseball.
James.
I think he's a fool. I really do. I think he's a horrible, horrible, horrible
He's a fool. Some would call this foolish. I call it smart. Rhea, you noticed this, and thank you for the email yesterday.
Oh.
Is it true, Rhea, that I got a vote for president, and we found that out while
I was
gone?
You did. I have to give a hat tip to Anthony Sanfilippo, who sent me a text and said that Philadelphia had released their 2024... write-in votes. And, of course, Jason Kelsey got some.
Yeah.
But one Joe DeCamera got a vote.
What are we doing here?
For, like, real president, right?
I believe it was for I'll look it up again. But yeah.
U.S. president. In the election last year, apparently, I got one vote.
So how can you prove that wasn't you?
Honor system. Well, I can't prove it. All I can tell you is it wasn't
me. No, he didn't know about it. And here's the funny thing is, Jeff, I had a friend of mine say, did his sister vote for him?
I don't know, but I don't think so. All right, two final things while I was gone. Someone had a little humor at Fritz's expense, and I appreciate this. Someone at one point had a picture of me up on Jack's Wikipedia page.
Really?
No. Yeah.
That's great.
And it was
it was
big
like your
smiling.
Dad, who's his dad or something? Uh-huh, yeah. That's strong work.
Big grinning hammer.
Are you stalking Jack's Twitter page?
Wasn't me. But people know when all this is done.
Someone is.
You know, Fritz out. And final thing while I was gone, and only the people age 40 and over will really understand the meaning of this, but General Zod died while
I
was away.
Yeah, I thought about you when
General
I saw that Terrence Stamp passed away.
I didn't know.
He died about a week ago. General Zod. Died for the second time. So the actor that played General Zod in Superman 1 and 2.
A powerful.
His name is Terrence Stamp. We'll shout out
the actor. His name,
his name
was
is Terrence
General
Stamp.
Zod. And I may...
I use Zod as my name for on the TV. Yeah. I mean, like, Neil before Zod was such a huge part of my childhood.
You and me both, bud.
I would say that a lot while playing basketball.
What I think about
while
with Fritz.
Throwing the ball outside. Do you? Yeah,
well, the
you
reason
think
I
it while you're competing.
Yeah, the only problem with that is he dies in the end. So Neil before Zod loses, and even the Daenerys with the because I am wondering if Fritz wants to bend the knee, but people also won't bend the knee to her, and then she died in Game of Thrones. So I don't know. All right, let's go to the phones. A lot happening here, but that was a synopsis of some of while I was away. Drew in Westchester right now. Drew, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Welcome back. And Joe, I know you think that's directed towards you. That's half accurate. I'm also welcoming me back because I didn't get the call for a little bit here. How we doing?
Yeah, I'm gonna call odd on this one. So you're welcoming. I mean,
you welcomed yourself back just now.
Yeah, I don't know about that one, Drew. That's Hammer-esque in a bad way. Like you welcome yourself back.
I'm just trying to have some fun.
I know.
Oh, that's fun.
Hey, Drew, welcome back, buddy. Yeah, appreciate having you on,
yourself,
man.
Sir,
it's really
man.
Nice to have you back.
Wow.
Bye.
Jimmy, did you welcome yourself back also, though?
No, I didn't. Welcome back, man. Thanks.
Welcome back to me.
Drew, did you ever hook up with a girl? You ever kiss a girl and crown yourself a good kisser? Like, you kiss her and then you say, hey, by the way, you just kissed a good kisser. You ever do that? I mean, this is some weird territory now.
Yeah. I don't know. We took it in a weird direction. I was just jamming out the Kelly Clark.
I'm playing around.
It's great to hear you, man.
I got you. Yeah, you too, Richie. Yeah, I'll comment on the corner situation too. But one thing I wanted to bring up on the Eagles, and I don't know if we'll learn it tonight, but yep. I'm a little anxious to see who this punt returner is going to be.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you think about it, I feel like in the years we've made the Super Bowl, we've had like pretty decent punt returners. Like Kenyon Barner was decent in 2017. Yeah. I really liked Covey. He came on strong in 2022. And then last year we had, Cooper DeJean. So I really want to get that figured out. And I don't entirely trust Anaya Smith. So I just want to know what they're doing there.
Hey, look, fair question. Big question mark.
Avery Williams from Boise State.
You know, Drew, obviously I don't know the answer, and it's interesting, even a situation like losing Johnny Wilson could impact it because someone will make the roster that would not have, and does that become a punt return kind of guy? Maybe. Don't know.
Yeah, I feel like Nick really talked up Avery Williams when he was signed, but obviously I feel like we haven't seen a lot there, and I think that's the truth.
The coaches see him every day. The coaches sound like they really believe in him, or at least Nick seems to. So,
yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know.
We'll find out very soon.
All right, Drew, what do you got on the Phillies?
So with the Phillies, I think the big development is, I know you were debating it a little earlier in the show, I think the bye is now essential without Zach Wheeler, because like they can do it, but if they have to play an extra three, four games, I really worry that the pitching will catch up to them in the World Series, almost like we saw it do in 2022 with like Syndergaard.
So I don't correlate it. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't correlate the Wheeler thing to buy as much as you guys are. I just correlate it to.
But why not? Because before just, they were four deep that you felt good about. Now Nola or like Taiwan, whoever pitched that fourth game, like you would have to use them in the NLCS, like in the NLDS. I mean, otherwise you can get all the way to the NLCS just using your three starters.
I hear you. I just view it more through the prism of it just flat out hurts their chances to win the World Series. And like I just keep it as simple as that. Look, if you want to say it's a little bit like the Foles thing in 2017, I will buy it.
Yeah.
You know, like Foles didn't have to play a wild card game, and that helped because, let's be real, guys, he was not particularly good in the divisional round. He wasn't.
I also don't think we have enough evidence to say for sure. I lean towards your way, Joe, where I think the time off hurts teams more than helps. But, I mean, last year the two teams in the World Series were teams that had buys, you know? So, like, I don't think we have enough evidence to say for sure you don't want to play that first one.
I agree with that. All right, Drew, I need an answer from you, bud. A scene in a movie or a show with dancing.
Yeah, I'm going with the Breakfast Club detention scene where they're dancing in the library and We Are Not Alone playing.
It's a great answer.
A lot of
Love
big answers one. Out there. Drew, good call. Well, good morning to you from Borgata, our home base every – is the Breakfast Club, right, James?
Yeah, this is the dancing the Breakfast Club song.
Sounds like you can do the robot to that. Are you a good robot dancer, Joe?
I am not. I'm horrendous at it.
I'm a bad dancer, I think.
It doesn't surprise me.
Well – I'm more of an interpretive dancer, Joe. You know, like
dance like nobody's watching, buddy.
It feels like it's good to me. Yeah. It feels like I'm just letting my body move with the sounds, but it's not polished.
Let me ask you a question. Speaking of moving, real quick, let me do the Twitter poll question of the day. We got two of them, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2025 Armin Chevrolet Trailblazer starting at only $23,995. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, cornerback, who do you think is going to win the starting spot? Ja'Cory Bennett, Adoree Jackson, Kelee Ringo, or Choice D, someone not on the roster, who a lot of people are rooting for?
This is hard.
Yeah.
I think it's I really do. I think it's as 50-50 as you can get. Flip a coin, Adoree Jackson or secret person off the mystery box.
Well, if Bennett was healthy, do you think it'd be him?
Bennett did return.
I mean, he's playing tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited to see him.
He's healthy enough?
But yeah, he's playing tonight. I mean, he's supposed to play tonight. Yeah, he's healthy.
I have concerns that he doesn't have what we need.
Meaning what?
Just based on what I've seen thus far. I was so fired up because it felt like he was, from the moment he got here, I thought he was going to come in and compete and just win that thing.
Yeah.
And it looked nothing like I expected. It was so lukewarm.
Well, to be fair, he hasn't been here that long.
And he's been banged up, so it's maybe I'm being a little harsh in my assessment, but it doesn't feel like he's got the want to that I want.
Okay. Second poll question, who wins the safety job? Sidney Brown, Mukuba, or Choice C, someone not on the roster? Look, it's entirely possible Sidney Brown is the starter week one, but Mukuba becomes the starter later in September, and away you go. So keep your eye on those spots, obviously, in particular tonight with the game. This segment will do the another thing from my trip, the other Hall of Famer that was on the trip. So Mike Singletary was on the cruise. So, too, was a baseball Hall of Famer. So, guys, get your questions ready. Six questions, yes, no questions for a baseball Hall of Famer. Also, you know what I also did on the trip? That the Catholics out there will resonate. A mass in St. Peter's, which I've been to St.
Cool.
Peter's before, but unbelievable. Now I will say the Latin.
Did you meet
thing,
Leo?
I did not meet with Leo.
My man.
But the Latin thing, holy mackerel! Like it was a really odd dynamic. I mean, here you are. I'm a Catholic. I'm in mass in St. Peter's, but you don't understand anything. So after like 15 minutes, you start looking around like, oh, I'm a little bored.
You mean all those Latin classes didn't come back to you, Joe?
30 years ago, I was struggling, you know. So
Joe, when my sister and I were younger, we went to St. Barney's in Southwest Philadelphia, but Our Lady of Loretta was the Italian church around the corner.
Yes.
And at 6:30, they would have a 25-minute mass in Latin, and we would always go to it.
That's great.
To cut out the time.
Sure.
Had no idea what was being said. But we were in church.
And until the 60s, it was all in Latin.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Vatican II, and then, you know, into the language of the people on the spot. But, I get you, Rhea. The 25-minute mass is always a gem when you find
beautiful.
That. Let me tell you this. This was not a 25-minute mass.
No,
I would assume not. Yes.
You know. All right, 215-592-9494. One other thing, book signing. So my book officially will be out where you can purchase it and get it delivered to you through Amazon on September the 9th. So I kind of consider September the 9th the more official launch point for my book, The Best of Philly Sports, which is a book primarily written for kids about great moments in Philly sports history. But we have an early signing, which I want to tell you about, which will be Sunday at the Phillies game. So, yes. So, if you're going to win the Phillies game on Sunday.
That's cool, man.
It is cool. I hope to see you there.
Shout out to the Phillies for that's cool. That's a neat thing you're able to do that.
Yeah, they got great moments. Shout out
that's
to Roy Halladay.
That's
shout out
right.
to Mike
yeah.
Schmidt. Shout out to Jim Bunning. Shout out to Larry Boa. Shout out to Ryan Howard. Shout out to the great Phils because they created the moments that created my book. So, I'll be down there let me tell you where. It'll be pregame, like when your gates open, I'll be there ready to rock. My plan is just to stay the whole time. I mean, however long the game goes, I am. So, third base side, the Phillies have a store called the Phillies Authentic Shop. I'll be in the concourse area. I'm a little confused on exactly where, but it sounds like right outside the shop. You purchase it officially inside the shop, but I'll be there signing books. And it's concourse sections 133 and 134. So, if you are headed to the Phillies game on Sunday, I'd love to meet you. And I'd love to get you the book. And again, especially if you have a kid, you know, or a grandkid or niece or nephew. This thing is really geared, in my opinion, primarily to be read by about 10 and up.
So, Joe, I start vacation after the show today.
Yeah.
And my very first, I mean, I read a lot.
Yeah.
Book that I'm reading. And I will give you a review when I come back is your book.
Well, I appreciate that.
The top of the list.
Thank you, Rhea. I really appreciate that. All right, so hope to see you Sunday at the Phillies game, sections 133 and 134. It is the Phillies Authentic Shop down the third base side. Let's go to the phones. Eagles game tonight. Phil's back at it. Phil's and Dodgers now. That's the battle for the final couple weeks of the baseball season. Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. Welcome back, Joe.
Thank you, buddy.
You were talking about the things you missed while you were gone.
Yeah.
The one thing you didn't mention was yesterday, John regaling us how the family pets were on the menu in the Ritchie house.
Oh, so Ken, we're going to do a little drop of the week, and Joe will get to hear it. Don't worry.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, get ready. We're going to do a drop of the week. It's like the two biggest things that happened while Joe was gone.
There was stuff said, Joe.
That is one of them, dude.
My goodness.
Is one of them.
Good God. All right.
And Joe, you have become an Eskin level name dropper, so I want to congratulate you on that as well. Vernon Davis is on the line. He wants to discuss whether or not everybody actually does love Mike Singletary, by the way.
Well, let me say this. I think
Vernon actually loves him now.
Well, yeah, because loves he helped turn his career around.
Yeah.
And Ken, I'll say this. I think I'd be remiss if I was on a cruise that had two Hall of Famers if I didn't mention it, right? I mean, what do you want me to not mention it?
No, I'm just taking a little shot.
I know you are. I'm teasing you back.
It's been over a week since I've had a chance to criticize you. So.
No, understood. Understood. Wait till Tuesday in the race. You'll have plenty of opportunity to criticize me after that thing, man. Holy man.
Well, I'm in no position to do that.
Right, exactly.
Is there a crying baby in the background?
There was.
We could hear it. I just want to clarify for everyone
that baby
listening what's
was
going on.
Projecting.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That
we heard it. I felt like I had to jump in and say something for the listening audience who's like, what the hell is happening?
That baby
right now?
had a massive booming cry.
And that baby has a name, and that name is Fritzed Out.
Yes.
Tuesday at 11:33 a.m. All right.
Brilliant.
I want to make the freaking fool cry.
It doesn't take 3 minutes.
Well, but his recovery will be so long.
He's still going to be, yeah.
Because I don't think he'll cry the first minute. I could see him leaving the track and then having to hide his face in shame. And then that's when he gets in a bathroom by himself and he cries.
Yeah. Flee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ken, what do you got for us on the sports scene?
He might vomit, too.
So might I.
Quit, cry, flee, vomit.
Sounds like a fun event to witness. I can't wait.
So I love the last preseason game, mainly because you get to see a bunch of guys fly around who are trying to win jobs somewhere.
Yeah.
But the flip side of that is there's probably not a ton you're going to be able to take out of it in terms of the Eagles roster. The most telling part of that might be who actually dresses when they come back out after pregame.
Yeah, but Ken, this one's a little different with safety and corner. I mean, it is. This is not your typical. I will tell you, with a good Eagles team, forget the bad teams, I don't know. With a good or great Eagles team, I don't remember two spots, starters, by the way, near each other, up for grabs entering the final preseason game. Maybe it's happened. I can tell you I don't remember it. I mean, John, 04 Eagles, like, certainly don't think anybody was up for grabs at that point.
I don't know. I think you've got positions that are up for grabs more than we realize. It normally just works out the way we more or less expected. I think this just was a little more up in the air.
But where this concerns me is the proximity to each other. Like, the safety has to help the corner. So if the corner's weak and the safety's weak, that is a scare. And I know there's a lot of great players.
But we're talking
team.
About weakness in different ways. Like, there, we have Adoree Jackson, who is not as weak in the mental aspect.
Look.
Where the physical, we have young players back there who are weaker in the mental part because they don't have the reps. Adoree Jackson, with his experience, could be exactly what they need.
Maybe
right now.
I'm just telling you, Ken. Here's what I'm saying.
I'm not great with
it. Kind of thing that could, and I'll give you my official pick, 12 days or 13 days, whatever it is, could lead me to say my pick is the Eagles are 10-7 instead of 12-5.
Wow.
I mean, they have some what appears to be pretty big holes on defense.
They do.
And a hard schedule. Like, that's a tough combat.
We get myopic with this, though. I think there are other teams that have holes on defense. Like, there are other teams that don't have four all-pro level players on their defense. I do think we go a little far.
It's quite possible the defense is more advanced and deceptive. The deception of an offense is what they told us they were planning to work on. They're fleshing out the defense. They're growing the defense because these young guys have more experience in
it. All right,
now.
Ken, I need a scene, dancing in a movie or a show.
Well, can I finish my point real quick?
I got to move. I'm not trying to be rude. I got a million people waiting. What do you got for a scene?
Maybe the funniest thing ever put on film, Gene Wilder and Peter Boyle putting on the Ritz.
young
you
Frank.
You got it, man. Put another way, putting on the finish the sentence, putting on the
Fritz.
That's right. All right. YouTube and our app, two ways you can obviously absorb our show. Check it out anytime you can. Our show is on YouTube, and our show airs live on the app, but also you can go back and listen on the app, and you can go back and watch on YouTube. So if you miss portions of the show, check it out anytime you can. By the way, speaking of our show, someone that sat in with us one time on the program is going to be with us Monday from 8 to 10. Who is this? Who is this individual? He was a one-time in-studio two-hour guest.
Irving Fryer.
Yes.
Irving Fryer is
Bang.
Correct. Well done, James.
Beat me to it, James.
Yeah, he was great. I really enjoyed
Phenomenal.
Having him in.
Yeah. Phenomenal. So Irving Fryer, 8 to 10 with us on Monday. So check that out if you can. All right, James, now that you're warmed up with answering questions, let's see if you can get the Baseball Hall of Famer that was on the cruise. So the Football Hall of Famer on the cruise.
Well, Richie's just going to guess it with his first guess, so it doesn't really matter.
All right, only hint I've given you is that he was very respected, although almost every Hall of Famer is very respected. So you get six yes-no questions. You get one guess at the end of each answer, and but you got to get it within six yes-nos. Baseball Hall of Famer, respect it. Floor is yours.
Was he a pitcher?
No.
Paul Molitor?
No.
Damn, I was hoping to Richie there.
Okay, so that's question one. Question two. Who wants to ask question two?
Is he a second baseman?
That is very specific.
Way too specific,
that
Rhea.
That is too specific.
I'm sorry.
That's a bad question.
That's a wasted question.
This game with
I mean,
you
if
guys
the answer,
think about it.
If
think
the answer
it.
Was yes, then it would be a great
yeah,
question, but the answer is
not.
No. So you get to take another guess.
Dave Winfield.
No.
Good guess.
Okay, you're two yes-no questions
see,
down.
Now, the way that Rhea should ask the question was, is he an outfielder?
No.
So he's either an infielder or a catcher. Okay, I'll take a guess.
Mike Piazza.
Oh, yeah, infielder or catcher.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, the official guess coming in is Piazza.
Piazza. No. Okay.
Okay, so you're three through.
Was his primary decade in the majors the 70s?
No.
Oh.
Cal Ripken.
No.
Okay.
I can't imagine Cal Ripken on a
I just threw a name out there.
I think.
Okay, you got four. You're through four. You got two more. You guys, you haven't asked white or black. You got to drill down here.
Is this individual still involved in baseball?
No, he'd be working, John. He'd be working. We don't want to ask that question.
Well, I will give you an honest answer to that. I don't know.
So that doesn't count.
I
right?
honestly don't know.
He'd probably be working.
He's not the general manager of a team, if you're asking that.
Okay.
But I don't. Okay. But anyway, we won't count that. You got two more questions. Baseball Hall of Famer.
Is he white?
Yes.
Well, yeah, that really doesn't narrow.
Yeah, it doesn't narrow it in that much.
Well,
but I mean, it helps.
It helps.
Joe Torre.
No.
He's not a Hall of Famer, John.
He might have made it
as a manager.
Oh, as a manager,
right? He did.
Yeah.
As a manager, he made it. Yeah. Yep. That's fair.
All right, you got one more. You guys are in a bind. Oh, man, other people on doing this with friends I was texting with did much better on this one. So you're in a bind. You got one more crack at it.
I don't know.
Is that it? You're out of bullets?
Did he ever win an MVP award?
You know, I'd have to look that up. I believe the answer is yes. I will look it up quickly. But go off the assumption that it's yes, because I think he did. I'm almost certain.
Almost certain he did. Yeah. Okay.
George Brett.
Correct!
Ah! Rhea!
No way.
Well done, Rhea.
Yes!
Well done.
Yes, dude.
Well done.
I was the right era with Molitor. That first guess was the right era. Nicely done.
Well done. And I had to really think on the 70s, 80s. And, you know, so he played in the 70s. He played
in the
90s.
Yeah.
But the 80s would be his main.
No, I think you're right. I think the 80s was his primary decade.
And I'm sure, yes, he did win the 80 MVP.
Or as bad as I was at this game,
sure.
I got one of the answers.
Well done, Rhea. So he hit three. So a couple distinctions with Brett. He hit 390. Three freaking 90 in 1980. But he also is the only person in baseball history to win a batting title in three decades.
Wow.
70s, 80s, and 90s. So, yeah, Mike Singletary and George Brett.
That's so weird. What are the odds of that?
And I did hear that they were hanging out at one point by the pool.
I'm sure they were. Yeah, I'm sure
they were. These are big name people.
Brett
and
Singletary.
These are high level Hall of Famers.
They are.
This must have been an exotic cruise.
No.
Like, seriously. This is highfalutin.
Fancy is the word.
I've never been on a cruise myself. You're on a cruise with George Brett and Mike Singletary?
They did not make Albert Pujols money, all right? They're in the wheelhouse for this cruise. They're like 65, you know, old person cruise. That's what I go on.
Did you talk to George Brett or no?
I did not. I would have loved to, but same thing. I just, you know, respect the space and stay away and let them do their thing. All right, let's go to the phones. Eagles game tonight. Phillies later on as well, starting up a new series versus those Nationals. And the Phillies 7 games up on the Mets. Can we declare the division over? We know it's almost over. Is it actually over?
You know what's amazing about the Mets, Joe? Hmm. They have blown 3 games in the last, I believe, 10 days where they had massive leads. Up 6-0. Yeah. Last night up 3-0, allowed 9 unanswered. Up 5-0. And have just blown games.
Well, they've completely butchered this thing.
Yeah. I mean, again, they are only a half game up on the Reds for a playoff spot. They're the sixth seed right now. They're a half game up on the Cincinnati Reds. Yeah. The Mets are a Reds win and a Mets loss out of the playoffs.
Right. And it's not like the Phillies have played well lately and for the most part this year, for sure. But it's not like the Phillies have flat ran away with this. You know, this isn't like the Phillies are pulling a Brewers.
Dude, they've gained 6 games since August 1st. 6 games.
You know, I know, but I'm saying it's not so much.
No, I know it's because the Mets are horrible.
The Mets never win.
Yes, I'm saying they gained 6 games since August 1st because the Mets just don't win games.
They don't win. Crazy. Let's go to JP in Plymouth Meeting. JP, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Joe, how was the trip?
The trip was really, really great. Really great.
That's awesome.
Tunisia was the highlight. And Carthage. I enjoyed that. You know, Romans and the Carthaginians and their battles back in the day, and that was cool stuff.
I'm Mondelez and Abrasés. My goal in life is to get to where my family's from someday.
I hope you do that.
In Italy. Yeah, me too. Man, I can't believe the Phillies. Like, last week we were talking about how they're blowing it, and this week they're talking about how much up they are on the Mets. This is crazy. But there's one thing I want to talk to you guys, and it's not sports. So, Red Dawn was the first PG-13 movie,
man.
But it was because of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Something has to change.
That makes sense.
The conversation was there's like 90 deaths per minute in the Temple of Doom. What are you going to do about it? Yeah. And then Red Dawn comes out and they say, here's what we'll do. We're going to mark this one PG-13 to protect the kids.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Really does. And really, there was a glaring hole, JP. I mean, I think that it went from PG to freaking R.
It's crazy.
It is insane. It's ridiculous.
Can you believe Jaws is PG? Like, Jaws, the first Jaws?
And Quint gets eaten in front of you, you know?
Yeah, that's PG. That's crazy. Guys, 2 weeks from now today, we're going to be talking about the Eagles season opener. I'm stoked. I'm excited.
Well, 2 weeks from today, JP, we're going to be talking about what happened in the Eagles season opener.
Yeah, reacting.
Because they play in 13 days.
Yeah, I'm excited. Hey, you know, Dan, you guys catch that America's Team on Netflix? Like, it was actually a cool documentary, but every time they would show Dallas, like, playing a football game, I'd be like, come on. Like, even though I knew the outcome, I was still rooting for them to lose. That's hilarious.
I've heard it's a good show. I have not seen it, but I do have it on my list to watch.
So, here's what I got for a great scene with dancing, and it does involve John Travolta.
Yep.
And this was his comeback movie,
about
the scene in Pulp Fiction where he's doing the twist with Uma Thurman.
Been waiting for that.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Massive answer.
Yep, been waiting for that all show. That's a big one.
That's leader in the clubhouse for me.
Yeah, I think so as well. All right, let's listen to some audio of Lane Johnson. James number 2 and 3. Normally James and I text a little bit more off the air.
We're a little off our game today, James.
A little off our game. It's okay. So this was interesting yesterday. Lane on with Spike, Ike, and the Boban guy. Afternoon show, training camp. And Lane talked about motivation and what motivates him. He's obviously going... I mean, as strong as he ever has, deep into his career. I thought this was an interesting answer. Here's Lane.
How do you continue to find that motivation to want to come back and be at the best of your abilities?
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm accomplishing everything I wanted to in my 30s that I wish I would accomplish in my 20s. So I think the sense of urgency, you know, knowing that, you know, whatever time you have left, you know, you're kind of coming to the end of it. So I think that motivates me. And also seeing guys that have played, you know, really long time in the NFL, Jackie Slater, Bruce Matthews, you know, Whitworth, JP, all those guys. So they, you know, Trent Williams, those guys motivate me too.
So there's a lot in there. One of the things that struck me, he talked about being better in his 30s than his 20s, and he was really good in his
20s. Accomplishing what he set out to in his 30s instead of his 20s.
Yeah, which is rare. So I was trying to think about it. Who's done that in Philly sports?
Kelsey is the most obvious
So I
example.
Got Kelsey and I got Zach Wheeler. Now, we didn't have Wheeler here in his 20s, but he's been better in his 30s.
It's a great example,
20s.
No doubt.
Curt Schilling did it. Kelsey certainly did it. But it's a small list, guys.
It's a really small list.
Like, better in your 30s than your 20s? I mean, I'm sure there's some others we're missing.
I think it happens with quarterbacks a lot.
I would agree with that.
Ryan
especially
Dawkins?
The early 30s. I would agree with that.
I don't think Dawkins was better. He was good in his 30s, but...
No, Doc was at his best, I think, in like the 2001 range when he's probably late 20s.
Yeah, but, I mean, the only position it really works for is quarterback.
I mean, Kyle Schwarber. I mean, early in his 30s,
right.
But his best 2 years have been, or best 3 years have been his 3 years in his 30s so far.
That's fair. But it is rare. It is rare.
Breaking the mold.
And I'll tell you this, Lane Johnson is going to end up very high on the all-time Philly sports list. Like, he's not going to be in the Dr. J, Mike Schmidt, Steve Carlton, Bobby Clark.
Is he ahead of Jason Peters?
Yeah, I think
As a Philadelphia athlete,
yeah, just as an Eagle, I'm talking. Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, he's got two titles.
Yeah.
Like, that matters.
But let me ask you this. Is he better than Chase Utley?
Oh, man.
Like, he...
I mean, Lane Johnson's a Hall of Famer. Like, Chase is a borderline Hall of Famer. Lane Johnson's going to be in the Hall of Fame, so I think, he's probably better, right?
Let me ask you this. Is he better than Brian Dawkins?
Wow.
No, I'm serious.
Wow. I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know either. But
it's
I know
a question.
This.
It's a question.
He's entered the conversation.
I think you have to say yes.
I mean, guys, their whole thing really has been based on the offensive line. What they've done from 2017 on, the main thing And there's a lot of things. But the main thing has been the offensive line.
We're the only players who've made it through. Like, yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, like, maybe he's better than Doc. Maybe. I mean,
I think when it's all said and done, we will all say that he, you know, set the tone for this group that led this team to amazing path of glory.
And he's got a shot for a third title, which no one has won a third title. You ready for this? In Philadelphia sports since 1913.
Wow.
The Connie Mack A's?
Yes. The Connie Mack. I looked this up this morning. The A's won. They won in the late 20s and 30s, but that was only two. They won in 1910, 11, and 13. So whoever that group was, like Home Run Baker and whoever those guys
Al
were.
Al Simmons and all those guys.
Was he? I don't know if he was that one or the other one. But
I'm not sure.
But
actually,
anyway,
he was around
1910, 11, and 13.
Mickey Cochran on one of those teams?
One of the two. But the point is, Lane Johnson has a shot to be a three-time champion, which has not happened, think about this, in over 100 years.
That's
in
insane.
Philadelphia sports. 100 years. Let's go to Gary right now. Actually, one more thing before we get to Gary. James, I want to play the third thing of Lane audio, because this was good to hear as well, how he feels. This is a big statement, and he gets right to the heart of it quickly. Listen to Lane yesterday with the afternoon guys on how he feels.
I feel better than what I did when I was 30, when I was going through all, you know, had my ankle issues. So now I feel like I'm, you know, able to be at my best.
At his best.
Wow, man.
Which
wow.
Kelsey was at his best in the last 3 or 4 years. That was the best Kelsey. If we're getting best of Lane, that's incredible.
I hadn't thought about that. The ankle issues caused, like, this is how he feels. Physically, he feels stronger than he's ever felt
before. That was a worry.
Yeah. I mean, I sort of discounted that. That's the kind of thing that we as fans, we really don't realize. It's such an arduous task to even, like, get out of bed some of those days when your ankles are wobbly and creaky and hurting. Yeah. Like, this, good for him.
Yeah,
good
no,
for
him. It's incredible.
Amazing what he's been able to do.
Good to know as the season approaches 13 days from now that you're hearing Lane Johnson say he's at his best ever.
Better.
That's awesome.
Than he was in his 20s.
Yeah. All right, Gary in Vineland. Gary, good morning, buddy.
Good morning. Shelter, where's my gondola music?
Yeah, you're right.
No bed?
Yeah, I should have had a gondola bed ready.
I like that idea. The beds for every situation. Right. As long as we've got one with Last of the Mohicans, I'm good.
But, John, you want, like, Dirty Dancing constant, right?
Yeah.
Be My Baby. It wouldn't be a bed, I guess, but, yeah.
Richie, the cars are packed. We're heading for the drop-off at college.
Oh, no. Right now?
Right now.
Oh, good
on
luck.
On our way to Hawk Hill.
Oh, man.
Nice.
Way to go. I more power to you. Good luck. I hope you do better than I did. Have you done this with other children before?
No.
Just oh, boy.
My baby. First one.
Oh, good luck.
Are you breaking down at all? You sound strong right now.
He does. He sounds real strong.
I can't say for everybody in the car, but I'm staying strong.
How are you staying so strong? Good job.
Yeah, congratulations.
I'm almost crying just thinking about it for you. So.
There you go.
You can see her. You can see her at the Phillies game next Friday.
Okay, very nice.
The St. Joe's dance team is important.
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah, that's awesome. That's really exciting.
All right, Gary, what do you got on one of our squats?
How about? Can I give you, like, remember those MasterCard commercials? Can I give you a MasterCard commercial for the Eagles?
Sure.
Being an Eagles fan and heading into another great season after second Super Bowl victory, and Jerry Jones still the Cowboys owner, priceless.
Very nice.
It really is. Gary, wait till the Jerry Jones audio we're about to play in a moment. It's another doozy on him and Micah Parsons.
I seen it. I can't believe this guy. Like we had a deal. No, you didn't have a deal. You had to talk to his agent. It's not like the 40s.
It's wild, man. It really is incredible.
Like, was there a cocktail napkin involved? Like, what? I just don't understand this guy.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing to me that he thinks that he can do this differently than every 31 other teams do it the way that it's done. I mean, Micah Parsons is in line to be the highest paid defensive player in the league, and he has spoken to that point. But this is not something that you can trick by waiting it out. This is not something that you get out from under by just waiting and pretending and procrastinating that it doesn't exist. Micah Parsons is going to have to get paid and guaranteed more money than anyone else who plays this game who's not a quarterback.
Or listen, they may trade him. I mean, that is really possible. I mean, that happens sometimes.
Speaking of waiting out, I wish the Phillies would watch what Howie does and sign Schwarber before the season. That's that contract's going to be a doozy.
I know.
Yeah, it's really getting
complicated.
Like
they have to put it off because of the nature of this season being a potential World Series season, and we know Howie Roseman wasn't negotiating with the Eagles during season. You don't think part of it?
Schwarber won.
Dombrowski talked about it. So for what it's worth, Dombrowski mentioned he did say in a recent interview that you don't want to. You know, if there are other guys who have contracts, you don't want to rock the boat a little bit. So he did allude to it for what it's worth.
If I'm Schwarber, I'm not talking to the Phillies now. I'll talk to you.
With that, too. Yeah. I agree with both. I think both things could be true.
Yeah.
All right, Gary, I need an answer. A great scene with dancing.
One more thing. My wife was a flight attendant, and she said that is a thing with the fire truck.
Yeah. Oh, cool. What a cool tradition, man.
My scene with dancing, I bet you everybody in that studio at almost every wedding they've been to has. The song has been played and the dance has been done. The shout scene from Animal House.
Yeah. All right, my man. All right, Gary, you got it. Another big scene for sure. Let's get to some audio of Jerry Jones because he's saying a lot. And, you know, maybe he's got a little bit of a point that maybe Micah's demands have been excessive. But when you hear Jerry Jones talk, the way he presents things doesn't shine a good light on him. Listen to the latest with Jerry Jones. This was yesterday. And he's pretty full of himself. Reminder for you, this is the final year of Micah's contract, year 5 of a rookie deal, but then he can be franchise tagged twice. That's why Jerry Jones is indicating they control him for 3 more years, which is technically true. But, come on, let's listen to Jerry Jones yesterday.
I have agreed to give more money than has ever been given in terms of guaranteed money. Than anyone ever has as far as a defensive player. I've done that. Now I am the cat that writes the check. Okay? Now, Mike has got 3 years with the Cowboys left. He's got 3 years. At some point, somebody has to have the say over the other. At some point, it has to be that way. My job is managing the check. Okay? Micah's got to do the playing. Where's the least important part of this whole equation we're talking about? What is the least incremental part of the whole equation? The attorney or the agent? Okay, he works for Micah.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, he's so, there's arrogance there at the end.
It's amazing.
And
right?
And also just refusing to do business the way the business is done now. Like, it's crazy. You know, to Rhea's point earlier, what kind of person would say, I'm not going to talk to your agent? Like, that doesn't work anymore. That's something from 50 years ago. Like,
no, I will say this one thing in his defense, theoretically. It could be a really unprofessional agent. I mean, it could be. What do I know?
He's not, though. He's very well regarded.
He's got a ton of clients. Yeah. He's, Mulligetta, I believe. Mulligetta. And he is he is the number one agent in the NFL. He has the most clients. He is a massive deal in the NFL, this guy.
Well, then Jerry Jones is causing himself more than a Micah Parsons problem.
Yeah.
It's going to impact other players, other positions, other years. I mean, that's wild. Hey, we got not one but two Twitter poll questions of the day about the Eagles, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer sales event is on now. Make sure you visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. First poll question, who do you think wins the corner job? Will it be Ja'Quarian Bennett, Adoree Jackson, Kelee Ringo, or someone currently not on the roster? Question two, who do you think wins the safety job? Will it be Sidney Brown, Andrew Mukuba, or somebody not on the roster? You can get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.